Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. We've got so many things happening for Cinco de Mayo weekend, and we've given out tickets, and actually, we do have a few more tickets to give away. And, of course, that is the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off, Car Show, Craft Brew Festival. That is happening tomorrow, Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Why not go and party and have a great time? But also, the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks knows how to give back and take care of our community. So, again, I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008. You can text us, and you can just put chili on there, and our team will get back with you. I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is life is now. And if you're not living your best life, you open your eyes and go, what do I want to achieve today? Don't leave any life on the table. That is what life is about. I hope this is your message to you to make sure that you're living your best life. I also want to talk about next week is Mother's Day. And, of course, we've been giving away some incredible. We are done giving them away, but I want to remind you, if you haven't won it here, you might want to go and get a ticket to the Magical Music of Votown. And that's happening right there in Thousand Oaks. They've got other locations that will happen after that, but that is happening Sunday, the 12th, May at May 12th at the 4 p.m. I will be there. This is a great Mother's Day gift, and I hope that you can all be there. And of course, starting today, which I will be out there from 10 to 6, we have the West Coast Outdoor Fishing Expo. And of course, that's happening right here at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. And I hope to see everyone out there. That is going to be so much fun and a big old family affair and lots of people going out there. So I do want to remind you, our phone number again is 805-419-0008. You can always win tickets here. And if you're not getting our newsletter, just say newsletter and text us at that number.
We have a great show for you today. And of course, I'm really excited about my first guest. He's been on my show before. And I love growing businesses and I love talking about businesses. And of course, joining me is Mitch Russo. He is a business growth strategist. His book is Power Tribes. I love it. If you haven't already found your power tribe, let me tell you, the people that love and admire you and want to help you build, that's what it's all about. That's what life's about, even in your personal life. And I found that really the way you run your life is the way you run your business. And so today I'm excited to really have Mitch on. We're going to really discuss about growing sales and really how businesses can not only get PR, but get some exposure that's not going to take you, cost you a lot. So again, Mitch, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much, Kim. Yeah. I'd love to see you again. And it's great that, that you asked me to join again. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, because I know you've got an incredible journey. And I love when I meet people that have you've been there, you've been working with some of the top people, and I know that you've got a lot going on in your life right now too.
Yes, exactly. Well, sure, I'd be happy to. So I just like most of us, I had a job when I got out of school, and I hated the job. I loved the advancement, and I loved the learning, and I even loved the people. But I hated working for somebody else. And my goal was someday to start my own business. And then one day I saw this guy, Bill Gates, introduce this thing called basic computer language. And I said, oh my God, this is the future. And so while I was working, you know, I had two jobs, the job that I was being paid for and the job that came after work. While I was working,
we all have those jobs, right? And it's really, I'm glad that you actually mentioned that, because it's like your passion, you're building to get to what you want. So you're phasing out of the one that you,
exactly.
It brings the bread in, right?
Exactly. And I think for most people, that's sort of the way, the formula that works for them. I rarely know somebody who quits a job to start a business, although I've known people who've been fired from jobs and couldn't find another one and said, I'm starting a business, and they were successful. Something about desperation really, really motivates one, I guess.
I call it urgency instead of desperation, right?
There you go.
When urgency. You are urgent, you can move mountains, you know? And sure. I've been to like leadership classes where they say, if somebody had, you know, God forbid a million times, but a gun to your head, what would you do? And you will climb mountains to get there.
Of course, of course. So I did finally, after scheming for months and months and a lot of work behind the scenes, I finally quit my job and started a software company in my garage. Talk about cliches. I started a software company in a garage, and it turns out I started it with my next door neighbor. So it's almost like, well, were you so lazy, Mitch, that you couldn't actually go out and find a real partner instead of some guy that's next door to you that you like? Well, it turns out he was a world-class programmer, and I was a beginning, budding, enthusiastic, passionate business person, and we were a match. And so we started up a little Time Slips Corporation in my garage. We each put $5,000 into the company. And we worked our butts off. I remember we went 7 months without a day off. And we finally said, maybe we'll take a day off on Sunday. And that was the first time in 7 months that we took half a day off. And I'll tell you the punchline. The punchline was, as we grew that company significantly, we became the leader in our field. And we sold that company for eight figures 9 years later.
Wow.
Now, thank you. It was quite a journey. Probably the greatest period of learning and advancement in my life was building and scaling that business. I then went on to work for the company that bought us, which reminded me all over again how much I hated being an employee. So I ended up running as chief operating officer, running Sage PLC in the US. And that was okay. It was fun, but not satisfying enough. I finally left that too, came back to where I had left from, which was Massachusetts. And I started basically on my own as a coach. And I didn't want to be a coach. People kept coming to me and saying, Mitch, how did you do that? How did you get this thing started from nothing and then sell it for all this money? Could you help us? And that was my pathway into coaching. Yeah. And without realizing it, you know, I developed processes and ways that I could lead people through this system. And so I became very successful as a coach. Eventually, Tony Robbins came to me with Chet Holmes, and Tony, Chet, and myself started Business Breakthroughs International. That ended up becoming almost a $30 million company. And we built one of the largest consulting, training, and coaching companies in the United States. After Chet died, and I don't know if you know the story about Chet Holmes, but he was an amazing entrepreneur, a very dear friend. He passed away, and I was devastated. And I said to Tony, I said, look, I need a break. I just can't do this anymore. And that's when I started writing. And I wrote three books. My first book was called The Invisible Organization, which is outdated at this point. It's all about how to run a virtual company, which everyone now knows. The second book is still my most popular book. It's called Power Tribes. And Power Tribes is really how certification can explode any company just by applying the formula in the book. My third book is Coach Elevation. And that's really my sweet spot, where I serve coaches. So that's my journey. That's what I've been doing.
I love it. I love it. Well, I definitely have to have you back on for coaches because I am a business coach and mm-hmm. I would love to read that too. So talk to us, you know, let's just, our listeners, maybe they have a small business, maybe they have a moderate sized business. You know, talk to us about getting exposure and why is that important?
Sure. Well, exposure is the lifeblood of a company. If we wanted to go deeper and say exposure leads to prospects, prospects lead to clients or subscribers or customers, it starts with exposure. And whether, and you know, the next thing I'm going to say comes from the years I was a retail consultant. So I used to help retail businesses scale. I mean, everything from chiropractic officers to Chinese restaurants. And it really was all common sense. There was no magic at all, but it always came down to, is the owner willing to do the work?
100%, right? Yeah.
I mean, you know that. So when they say, well, what do you mean by the work? I said, are you willing to get into your car and go out there every day for 5 days, at least 5 days a month, and place postcards in mailboxes? Yes or no? Yeah. Are you willing to hang door hangers on the doors of all the people in your neighborhood? Yes or no? Are you willing to open up a little booth in front of Whole Foods and give away free samples of your product? Most people are not willing to do the work. They think it should just come to them. And all I can say is that we both know it doesn't work that way.
That's right. You got to do the legwork. And, you know, it's, and exposure, the best compliment you can have is somebody referring you, correct?
That's right. That's right. And that's why, you know, when I started a rock band in high school, one of the things I did, and I didn't know to do this, I just did it, is I used to take a clipboard and a pencil with me to every show that we played. And after the show, we played things like Sweet 16s and stuff like that. And after the show, I would go over to the mom and say, did we do okay? Oh, you were fantastic. I said, here, this is a little sheet of paper. Could you just write a nice note? So if anybody else wants to know about us. So I was 16, 17 years old, and I was already collecting testimonials. I mean,
awesome. Wow.
Right. So, I mean, and you learn so many little things. So like in a band, you need to tell people when you're playing somewhere. So we'd make a flyer. Well, we started putting up the flyers in supermarkets and things like that, and it worked great. But then I had this idea, why don't I send it to the local Sheepshead Bay, Brighton Beach newspaper? And I did. And here was the amazing thing. They printed it verbatim. It was like, wow. What? So you got to try stuff like this because it works.
Yeah, I love it. You know what? And you're so right. People are like afraid to even ask somebody for help or to go out there. Do it. People
That's right.
We're people. We're just, you know, and so when they're like, yeah, I'll help you out, you know? So mm-hmm. I love that. What is the best way to reach local? I know you kind of talked about that, like Whole Foods or, you know what I mean? Wherever, Trader Joe's, what, mm-hmm. you know, whatever your local place is. But any other ideas?
Well, one of my best ideas, which has worked over and over again, is to do small groups. So what you can do, if you have a storefront use and you close at 6, say, or even if you're open later, what you do is you put up a sign and you say, training tonight at 7 p.m. And you invite everybody in for a training. And by the way, I don't care what you sell. You could always train somebody on something. And you don't sell them anything. You train them. I learned this the hard way at a trade show many years ago. I had a booth and we offered our product for sale and nobody stopped by. So by day two, after having zero people stop by, I took out all the tables. I took out everything out of the booth and I filled it with 20 chairs. And I hand wrote a sign that said, next class begins at 3 p.m. I didn't even say what it was for. By 2:45, people started coming by. By 3 o'clock, I had standing room only. So training is giving. It is not selling. And when you train somebody and you assume that they already use your product, they will. And so one of the most effective things.
I love that, Mitch. Yeah.
Just do a little bit of training. It's so simple. And of course, if you want to take it to step two, is tell people about it in advance, put up some flyers, whatever it takes, get the word out. And we haven't even begun to talk about things like social media and podcasting as well. If you like, I can cover some of that too.
I would love that. Keep going. You're amazing. Yeah, these are so helpful, and yet people don't use them.
That's exactly right. So I have a free gift for your listeners.
Oh,
it's if people were to go to www.profitstackingsecrets.com, what they're going to be able to do is sign up to get a free book. And the free book is called The 3 Simple Ways to Get Free Publicity and Exposure for Your Brand, Yourself, and Your Company. And here's why the book is important. It's really it's a download. It's a PDF. So don't think you're getting something in the mail and it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So what this is basically is a literal step-by-step guide. So you and I are on a podcast or on a radio show, but you had to find me or I had to find you. Well, what I wanted to do with this little report is I wanted to show people where to look. So inside that guide, there are 5 or 6 different directories that you could sign up for and place your own profile to be interviewed in those directories and find people that you could ask if they'd like to interview you. Now, the simplest thing of all is to do what I'm explaining now, but the little bit of complexity here is you need to do it the right way. And the guide will show you with downloadable forms exactly what a podcast host is looking for.
Correct.
And you know that the junk that comes through sometimes or people wanting to be on your show, you just don't need that. I mean, but if someone comes through and they got their act together, and you know, they tell you everything you need to know without you having to ask 7 questions, you're more inclined at that point to say yes. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you want a one page, you want a media kit, you know what I mean? If it's already ready and you have an incredible topic, my God, it's a given. So good. Yeah. Great.
So that do that. The second thing in the guide is again, something you could do locally or you could do it nationally. It's called joint ventures. Now it's a fancy word, but it really means marketing partners. Now, if I had a store and I was selling coffee and I made up cards that say, bring this card in for 1 free cup of coffee. And I went to all of the other stores on my street and said, would you mind putting this on near your register? And I'll do the same for you. If you like, I could put something on my register. What you've done is you've created a marketing partnership, joint venture. Now that joint venture could be more sophisticated than that. You could use all kinds of tracking links and things like that. But if you just simply want to do something locally, there's a very simple way to create joint ventures. And if you sat down and you started brainstorming on all the little local joint ventures you can do, I bet you'd come up with 10.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So do that. That's very important. Now, in the world of joint ventures, again, when I built TimeSlips Corporation, joint ventures were responsible for 30% of all of our revenue.
That's right.
So this is not a minor thing. Have you ever used joint ventures yourself?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do a lot of summits and bring other people on. And of course, you know, they're responsible for sharing it to their groups. And so, yeah, I think it's amazing. And of course, you help me, I help you. That's
right.
What it's all about. Yeah.
Exactly. The third thing we cover in the guide is something that a lot of people don't even think to do, and that's press releases. Now, people might say, well, wait a minute, a press release? Why would I want the press to know, about me? And the simple answer is, if you send a press release through a service, you will show up on thousands of websites verbatim with your release. Everything that you are saying in your release shows up on these sites, but you need to have it in a special format. I give you the format in the downloadable guide. So,
and where do you send that?
Well, inside the guide are different services that you could pay $20, $30, even a more sophisticated one for $100. But the point is that they're relatively inexpensive.
That's great. Really good info there. I love that. I love that. And of course, if you want to reach national audiences, is that the way to go? Or is there something?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, press releases can be used for new hires. Press releases can be used for new programs, new joint ventures, new giveaways, whatever you think is news, you can create a press release around. Now, a more sophisticated way of doing press releases is to tie it to local or national news. So if you see what's going on now and, you know, something, an event or some news event is happening, and you could somehow incorporate that into your press release, I mean, you're almost guaranteed coverage, and it will go right to the top of the stack as well.
Oh, so if we're talking about, I just was talking to somebody about people moving out of state and their stuff's being stolen. And so then you come up with something that's already relevant in the news, correct?
Right.
And you're
right.
like, I really want to share this because this is happening and people need to be aware of it, right?
Exactly. Let's say we're coming up to the Emmy Awards and you have a completely unrelated product, but you release a press release that says, if you're thinking about watching the Emmys, you might want to have this product with you when you're doing it because we have blah, blah, blah. In other words, just by tying local events into your message, you will get more coverage than if you don't. Wow. The other thing is, can I teach you one more little trick? Is
Absolutely.
That okay?
Yeah, this is so much fun.
How would you like to hijack the names of famous stars without doing anything wrong at all? In fact, they probably would even, they wouldn't care if they saw it. So if you were to have a headline in your press release that says, create the kind of revolutions that people like Tony Robbins creates. Now, you're not telling anybody that you're Tony Robbins. You're not saying that Tony Robbins endorsed you, but yet the words Tony Robbins in that release will bring people directly to it. In fact, it will get it even more publicity.
I love that. I love that. And the last thing, do you share how to do a press release in there?
I not only share it, but I give you the exact format that the press release is supposed to be in.
Incredible. Incredible. Mitch, this was so valuable and I love it. And what are we going to find in your Power Tribes?
So my specialty is helping people create tribes. Now, what is a tribe? Tribe is a community. Well, why is a community important to a business? Well, the reason is because tribes sell things and sell services for the companies that form them. So in Power Tribes, I show you step by step how to utilize and build a certification-based tribe that, well, frankly, will skyrocket your business if you just follow the steps.
I love it. I love it. So good. How do my listeners find you? And of course, we're going to have you back. Where are you located, by the way?
Pompano Beach, Florida.
Okay. I'll have to be out there sometime. We're going to take our motorhome out there. So I love
awesome.
It. I'll have to definitely connect. Now, do you ever get to California?
I don't get to California much these days.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. All right. How do our listeners find you?
A couple of quick, easy ways to find me. I'm certainly on LinkedIn under Mitch Russo. And then, of course, they can go to MitchRusso.com. And by the way, if you're listening and on the odd chances that you're a coach, I have coaching software that will blow your mind. And that's called Clientfolio, okay. Clientfol.io. So if that applies to you, great. If not, just go to MitchRusso.com and you could see what my clients say about me and some of the things that I do for them.
I love it. Mitch, thank you so much for being a guest here. We're definitely going to have you back. I want to talk about your other book. And thanks for all those great tips. Please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to, powering up and partnering up. So I love it. Thanks again.
My pleasure, Kim.
Take care.
That's great information, Mitch. Thank you so much. And of course, he will be back because I love business. And we've got so many more for you, but we're going to take a really quick break. I hope that you stay with us. We'll be right back.
The magical music of Motown will be recreating the greatest performances of The Temptations, Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and many more Motown legends at the Shearform Theater in Thousand Oaks on Sunday, 12th of May at 4 p.m. Book now or online at bapackthousandoaks.com. That's bapackthousandoaks.com.
Sunday, are your taste buds ready? Ready for chili, of course. That's right, it's time to save the date for the 47th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off Car Show and Craft Brew Festival. Mark your calendars for Sunday, May 5th, and it's on Cinco de Mayo, no less. From noon to 5, this all-day family-friendly extravaganza will be held at Conejo Creek Park North at Jans Road off Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks. They will have over 40 chili tasting booths that you'll get to sample for free. And returning once more is the wildly popular Craft Brew Festival. It's an event within an event with a multitude of participating breweries, and always be ready for the classic custom car show in several styles and vintage categories. There'll be plenty of free music on two stages, and when you're not sampling chili, you can visit the myriad of food trucks and beverage booths. And be sure to find your way to the free kids zone. That's this Sunday, May 5th, 47th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off Car Show and Craft Brew Festival. Be there.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. If you're still looking for some chili cook-off tickets, call in right now or text us at 805-419-0008 and just put chili on there and make sure to get your Mother's Day gifts at the magical music of Motown. And also, I hope that I see you out there today, actually this whole weekend, at the West Coast Outdoor and Fishing Expo at the Ventura Fairgrounds. And I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm excited for my next guest. And, of course, we're going to invite Tom Libertore. He's the Director of Office of Enforcement and Compliance with the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. And we're going to learn some of the things, how to protect yourself and your property against scam movers. And of course, they're in force. They're helping us here. And let's welcome Tom. Welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So talk to us, what are some of the most common moving scams that we should be aware of?
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, that's a great question. So we frequently see three types of moving scams or moving issues that are referred to us or given to us through our National Consumer Complaint Database. What's called commonly hostage loads, which is where you'll be quoted a price from a moving company. They'll pick up your stuff. And while it's in transit prior to being delivered to your new location, the fees will substantially increase. And we're not talking about, you know, reasonable increases in fees or reasonable delays. It is, we quoted you a price of $3,000. Now we want $6,000. And we won't deliver your stuff until it's this money's paid. So we do.
So a total ransom.
Correct. Yeah.
You are held at ransom. Yeah.
Yes. Literally, your goods are being held at ransom. Yes. That's hence hostage mm-hmm. load. Yes. It's a hostage situation for your goods. Then the ones
wow.
you would use.
Okay. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No,
that's it.
I was going to say, usually the other ones are just the ones you would expect, like, you know, my stuff's missing, damaged. I wasn't sure who their carrier was. This more run of the mill type of things.
So how do we protect ourselves? Like, what are some of the warning signs? You know, it's funny now that I'm thinking about it. I have seen some elderlies that, you know, they're retiring. They're making a move to get closer to their children or their family. And all of a sudden, all their stuff's gone. I mean, that's just life altering right there. So mm-hmm. how do we protect them?
That's a great question. And it's, you know, we recognize the impact this has. I mean, in some instances, it's your whole life. I mean, it's all your furniture,
right.
your photos, everything, your mementos, pictures of family members. So we understand that it can have a huge financial and emotional impact on a family. The first thing we recommend everyone to do is go to our website, which is protectyourmove.gov. Again, that's protectyourmove, all one word, .gov. And we have a wealth of resources on that website. We have your rights and responsibilities booklet. That booklet really walks you through the entire process from I'm thinking of moving all the way through my stuff is here and there's a problem. What do I do now? If there is
right.
one.
But Tom, what are some of the warning signs? Like, what did they miss? You know, I mean, you know, we have like Nextdoor now, we have Facebook, we have so many levels and people are like, you know, referring people. What did they miss? Was it, is there a sign or, you know, something to look out for?
There can be. I mean, there are some common things that we ask people to look for. You know, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, entities are very adept at trying to fool people. The vast majority of the House of Good industry, we work closely with our partners in industry as well, are legitimate and want to operate legitimately and don't want these entities out there. But unfortunately, they are. Some of them are. You definitely want to make sure that you're not being asked to sign blank documents, right? If someone is trying to give you a blank document, they're moving, just sign this. There's nothing on it. Do not do that. Do not sign a blank document, particularly if you're engaged in an interstate move, which is really where our authority as a federal agency lies. They're required to give you written estimates. They're required, they can be binding or non-binding. They're required to give you a bill of lading. There are things that they're absolutely required to do that we go through on our website that you want to make sure that they're following. Also, check their website. They're required to be registered with us. Is that information plainly available? Are their fees clearly labeled as they're supposed to be? Are they easy to understand? Are they on our registered carrier list, which you can check through protectyourmove.gov? Those are some quick and easy things that you can keep an eye out for to really help you be aware to not try to be prevention from being taken advantage of in these situations.
Yeah, wow. And Tom, obviously, if we're talking about this on my radio show and getting the word out, this is a huge problem because that's when I start to see it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what is the percentage of this happening everywhere?
So there's millions of moves every year. So you know, we don't want to try to portray that the House of Good industry is the problem, because as I said, the industry itself is really trying to engage in policing on it on its own as well, to really trying to prevent this type of thing from happening. If you look at in 2022, coming out of the pandemic, we had a 50% increase from the previous 5 years, about 7,000 complaints given to us through our National Consumer Complaint Database, which is really why we started doing these enhanced enforcement and compliance efforts, communications and outreach, you know, to go at the entities that were not operating within the law, and then also to make consumers aware as to what is out there and what information they should be looking for. And one thing I wanted to mention real quickly, particularly in California, is we have a very close relationship with the consumer protection agencies and the Attorney General's office in the state. Even if you're engaged in an intrastate move, so if you're not leaving California, you can absolutely go to those entities' websites and make sure that you are looking what resources are available for you within California if you're in this situation.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. And so what is the first thing we should do if we suspect a household moving fraud?
So, again, go to protectyourmove.gov. We have the National Consumer Complaint Database. You can file a complaint against them in there, particularly if they are in interstate moving. Go through that. You know, we'll review the complaint, document it, and we can use that for targeted enforcement or other means in the future. We don't necessarily represent individual consumers, but to the degree that we can try to get some information and provide assistance, we will absolutely do that. There's rights that you have to file claims against the moving company. That's also covered in the materials on protectyourmove.gov. And then also, as I mentioned, I would reference that they contact the local California authorities to see what help and assistance they can provide.
I love it. And really quick, I know we're almost done here. What happens once the FMCSA gets involved? How does that work?
So we'll review the complaints as they come into our National Consumer Complaint Database. If we need some more information, we may try to reach out to get that from the consumer. And then if it's deemed within our jurisdiction, if it's something that we have the ability to take action on, we'll refer that to one of our division offices to look into, to see if there can be an investigation launched or if there's additional follow-up that can be done. We'll also use it as we documented. We have Operation Protection Move, like I said. We've done 200 targeted investigations last moving season and also this spring moving season. So we are absolutely out there trying to get this addressed. And it's why it's really helpful for consumers when they run into this to let us know who it is and what they're experiencing.
I love it. And do people ever get their stuff back?
Some instances they do. They do. There are instances where there's been successful intervention that people have gotten their stuff. There's also been some cases. There was just one on the East Coast in the Eastern District of New York this past year where there was a major criminal conviction of some entities that were engaged in fraudulent moving activities. So it does help. I know it may seem like sometimes it's there's not a lot going on, but we really want to let people know that it's very important. Secretary Buttigieg wants everyone to know that at this department, we're absolutely engaged in consumer protection efforts and wanted to make sure people are well-informed and aware of what's going on.
I love this. Well, again, Tom, thank you so much for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And of course, just getting the message out there so that people have more knowledge. I love that. And of course, for more information, they can visit protectyourmove.gov. And thank you again.
Thank you very much, Kim. Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I do want to remind anybody that if you have a pet, of course, we are celebrating National Pet Month, and that is happening May 7th and 8th. And, of course, Amazon has brought back their Pet Day. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about that, some of the deals, the 48 hours of deals and products and supplies. And, of course, joining me is Jen Ray. She is the communications manager of Amazon Consumer, and then Farrah Branson, expert animal trainer, and also Seattle Humane. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. Talk to us a little bit about what is Amazon Pet Day. You know, it's interesting to me. I was reading here, 2/3 of U.S. households live with a pet, and I love my fuzzy animals, my fuzzy friends here. And talk to us a little bit about what is Amazon Pet Day.
Of course. Thanks so much for having us, Kim. Well, like you said, it's National Pet Month, so we are celebrating by bringing back Amazon Pet Day for the third year. We're going to have 48 hours of pet deals on products and supplies, anything you need to pamper your pets, and that's going to be on May 7th and May 8th.
I love that. I love that. And so what are some of the deals that we can expect this year so that we can all get ready?
Of course, we're going to have thousands of deals, thousands of products on deal, from pet supplies, food and treats, to electronics, apparel, and more. Some of the exciting ones that we're really thrilled to have again this year are Furbo. We're going to have up to 20% off their pet cams. You know, we're going into flea and tick season, so being able to stock up on Frontline. We've got some options from Frontline for both cat and dog that'll be up to 30% off. And then, you know, every household is always running out of treats and food for their pets, so we've got some great options from Rachel Ray Nutrish that'll be up to 30% off, 15% off Purina Beggin strips, 20% off Whimsy's dental chews. We've got some great small business deals in the mix as well, including Bundle and Joy, their treats. We have some really fun toys like Fico rope toys for 25% off. We even have a dog DNA kit and, you know, a skateboard toy set for birds. So really anything that you can imagine, we've got options for whatever furry friends.
I love it. And you know, it's so funny. I get up in the morning, my husband and I have our coffee, and I give my dog their, you know, my two dogs their treat. And it's the funniest thing. I'm like, here's this one. No, you don't want that one. Okay, how about this one? No, you don't want, oh, this one. Oh, I'll take that one. I'm like, is this like, does everybody do this? I think so, you know. So I can't be the norm. I can't be out of the norm. So I'm excited to hear this. Farrah, I would love to know, what are some of the tips for training a new dog?
Yeah. So at Seattle Humane, we recommend using positive reinforcement dog training for all dogs. Really, this is about using delicious food that your dog loves, some yummy snacks, and then rewarding your dog when they do something that you like. If your dog does something that you don't like, we'll just ignore it and then cue them to do something that you are looking for and then reward them for that. And then to make training super fun, we recommend using fun toys and adding in games while you're training. Makes it more fun for you, and it's more enriching and fun for your dog.
I like it. And how long have you been training?
I have been training since 2009 in the Seattle area.
Okay, cool. And what is the easiest dog to train? Is there a whole breed that, you know, is just like, this is the dog to go to?
I don't know if there's one that I think is easier to train. I personally love a good shelter mutt and think that they are just the perfect dogs for every household, and are super easy to train. Some of the dogs with the highest energy and are super smart are really driven to train and just work really hard.
I love it. And I guess during, like, you know, the pandemic and everything, it feels like everybody decided to get a dog, which is so cool, because I think everybody should have a dog, whether, you know, long as you are going to love and honor it, right? But a lot of people were like, now they all went back to work. And what happened right there? And maybe you could give us some tips for people that, you know, like for me, you know, when I'm getting ready to leave, the dogs are like, really? You know, so what's your thoughts on that?
I can actually jump in. We've actually got some great products that are going to be on deal, like the Furbo cameras that I mentioned before. Can jump in on some training tips, but there's lots of resources now for really making that experience for pets while, you know, the in-between times when maybe their owners are at work and the like, to really make them feel at home and loved. So the dog cameras, it's one way to kind of keep an eye on your pet, you know, provide them treats throughout the day. We also have like water fountains for, you know, cats and dogs that, you know, keeps their water fresh throughout the day. It's something they can come back to. So lots of ways to keep them entertained and just feel loved even while you might be in the office.
I love that. Even better, Jen. Okay. And so again, first of all, I want to just make sure that everybody knows that May 7th and 8th is celebration of National Pet Month. And of course, Amazon is bringing back their Pet Day. So where is there like a special? I know you guys do such a great job, like highlighting, like, we need this, we need that, if you looked at that, right? But is there a special place to go for Amazon Pet Day?
Yep, you can visit amazon.com/petday on May 7th and 8th. To shop all of the deals. You can also, between now and then, if you haven't made a pet profile for your animal, that's another great way for you to pull all of their favorite treats and toys and things that they might need into one place, and there'll be customized recommendations there for you as well to make shopping more convenient.
I love that. Really great ideas. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And some really good stuff. I'm going to be starting to make my list.
Thanks so much, Kim.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Are your taste buds ready? Ready for chili, of course. That's right. It's time to save the date for the 47th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off Car Show and Craft Brew Festival. Mark your calendars for Sunday, May 5th, and it's on Cinco de Mayo, no less. From noon to 5, this all-day family-friendly extravaganza will be held at Conejo Creek Park North at Jans Road off Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks. They will have over 40 chili tasting booths that you'll get to sample for free. And returning once more is the wildly popular Craft Brew Festival. It's an event within an event, with a multitude of participating breweries, and always be ready for the classic custom car show in several styles and vintage categories. There'll be plenty of free music on two stages, and when you're not sampling chili, you can visit the myriad of food trucks and beverage booths. And be sure to find your way to the free kids zone. That's this Sunday, May 5th, 47th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off Car Show and Craft Brew Festival. Be there.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com. The magical music of Motown will be recreating the greatest performances of The Temptations, Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and many more Motown legends at the Shearform Theater in Thousand Oaks on Sunday, 12th of May at 4 p.m. Book now or online at bapac1000oaks.com. That's bapac1000oaks.com.
Showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you. Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Michelle Pappy, and she is doing some kindness from the heart. And of course, she has made this her project. And of course, before we even start, we'll give out the website. That's DougJonesKungFuCowboy.com. is where you would be able to donate and learn a little bit more about what she is doing. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us and tell us a little bit about your project.
Hello, good morning. Thank you. So my project is to raise funds for 5 youths with disabilities into an equine therapy program. Equine therapy is horses. And this is so important because many of these kids suffer from areas of physical and mental disabilities, and they can't take advantage of talk therapy like you and I. And so horse therapy is perfect. It's a match made in heaven. And these kids can get the help that they need through these programs.
I love it. And let's talk about Grandmaster Doug Jones right now. Talk to us a little bit about his organization and why you chose him.
Well, he, as a martial artist, he's been teaching martial arts throughout the world for 50 years, all his life. He himself had trauma, lost a child about 20 years ago. His daughter said, "Daddy, I want a horse." He grew up with horses. His dad had a horse farm. He said, "Okay." And he started equine therapy through his own family's trauma and realized this is something that needs to happen. And so he's brought martial arts into his therapy program, and it's just phenomenal. It's made all the difference.
And your goal is to really share 5 youths that with disabilities to the equine therapy program. And I know that you're halfway there. I love when we have a goal that we are almost there, and it's really not about you. It's about giving, you know, kids and their families this gift from your heart. First of all, what do you need my listeners to do? And of course, anybody listening, if this touches your heart, any amount could really help. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a nonprofit organization. They can donate via Venmo or Zelle. Venmo is at Equine Kung Fu. And the Zelle is the phone number, 510-332-6765. Doug Jones will pop up. You'll see Equine Kung Fu. And any kind of donations they'll take. This is a nonprofit organization. And once you give, you will receive. It is a gift of joy.
I love it. I love it. And you know, it's so funny that we think of these huge animals as a youngster, even I would even say today, I'm probably a little bit better, but you know, they kind of made me nervous. And yet here they have this whisper to the world in such a helpful way. And so I love that. Thank you so much, Michelle, for really getting here and sharing this and doing this project. It takes a lot of, you know, it takes a village to make a difference in this world. And I thank you for being here and sharing it on my show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I want to give out that website one more time for our listeners. And if you're driving, it will be in my newsletter. And if you're not getting my newsletter, just give us a call at 805-419-0008. You can text us and say, I want to be on your list. And but this will be in there, and it's DougJonesKungFuCowboy.com. And any amount will help, and you'll be lifting one of these children in their life. So again, Michelle, thank you so much for being here. Please share our show with everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Again, if you haven't called in, please, we want to hear from you. And of course, that number is 419-0008. You can text at that number. I hope to see you at all these amazing events. And if you want more information about any of our guests, please reach out to me, get our newsletter, and follow us on social. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Be the best of whatever you are and whatever you're doing. With that, have a great rest of your weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo, and I'll talk to you soon. Be safe. It might seem-